This podcast contains mature content and listener discretion is advised.
Also, be advised, we are not medical professionals and this podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Running through the streets, solving all the mysteries, crushes and aliens, lots of other crazy things.
I'm so excited.
Do you have any business? I'm so excited to talk about this movie. I hated this movie. It's my least favorite one.
It's so good.
I've never seen this one. I had not seen Eclipse. I had not seen this one, and I have not seen the next one. I really liked Eclipse comparatively, but I think this one is my least favorite.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We'll get into why. Chris is here. Hello. God, whoever it was, please tell me. Someone last week said that this movie should have been an email, and that's how I felt about this. This
TBH,
movie.
That sounds like some Hattie shit. Was that you, Hattie?
It was Hattie or Eliza, maybe. Maggie says you're going to lose your GD mind at the next film.
I can't wait.
The only thing I know about the next film is The Horrible Baby.
Oh, we love The Horrible Baby.
So, I can't wait for that.
But I will say, I agree that this whole movie could have been an email or, like, a 20-minute episode. Like, I was just like, guys.
It's because they were doing, like, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. But this book, I think, was, like, not that long and nothing happened in the first, like, half of it, right?
Well, here's the thing. I think it was probably the same length as the rest of the books. Like, I don't think that Breaking Dawn was longer other books that it warranted.
Yeah.
And I haven't read them in so long, but I can't imagine that they added much plot-wise.
You know how I know for a fact that they didn't? Because there's no plot in this movie. Not a one. They couldn't have possibly added up any plot because there's not any. It's all there what I none. Hope is set up, but like I'm pretty sure it's never coming back because even from scene one, there's something that happens that I guess is part of the books. I can't figure out what it's supposed to be setting up. We'll get to it in a minute. But like, I'm hoping it comes back eventually. But like, there were just moments where I was like, well, that. I mean, I've never watched a movie in so many times in my life been like, wait, what was the point of that scene? Because it, like, they don't move the plot forward. None of them do.
No. I just, like, am so along for the ride with these that I'm just like, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Have a meaningless conversation. My brain doesn't register that it's meaningless because my brain is like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The other thing I just want to say at the top, and I will point out lots of moments throughout, but this movie, like, this installment in the series felt straight up Lynchian to me. Like, it was a horror film to me. Like, an existential horror film. Like, was it not? Did it not, like, feel like it was purposely disorienting you at every turn?
I don't think it was on purpose, but it's definitely disorienting.
Yeah. Okay, great. Should we get into it? I don't even have anything. What could I even chit-chat about that now that this movie is in my life?
The only thing that we have is we dressed up.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So here's how we're doing this. I'm going to post the screenshot we have of our costumes on our Instagram.
Candy said, my brother throwing the remote at the TV was disorienting.
Oh, wait. Candy, was it you last time who was like, this movie made my...
Yes.
What did you say? This movie made my brother so angry. Great. So good. That's so good. I'm really curious at what point.
Oh, yeah. Did. If you can remember.
When we get to the point in the quote unquote outline that he does that, please tell us. Everyone can go look at our costumes on our Instagram story. I will post our reference photos soon.
Oh, do you want to give people a chance to guess what we were?
Yeah, you guys have 5 minutes to guess what we're dressed as. And then and then I will post our
okay, great.
Our reference photo. Okay, should we dive in?
Yeah, I guess. I was born here. I'm already you've nearly adopted the dark. I was born in that. Childhood is the kingdom where nobody dies. Do you want to read the first plot point? I have a bunch of stuff before this plot point.
I have so much before the plot point. Okay. Yeah. So my first note is already Wikipedia is wrong.
Okay, great.
The film starts with Jacob storming out into the rain and throwing a very tasteful wedding invitation into the mud. And then running off as a wolf. And I was personally surprised to see how tasteful the wedding invitation was. I thought it was really nice.
Yeah, me too. I was also surprised to see that he was so mad because he knew she was getting married. We know that because he almost killed himself about it. And then she kissed him and then she pretended she didn't know what happened. So it just felt like, I know we're resetting for the audience what's happening, but it just was, I don't know.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to woof about it, you know?
No. Well, he does. That's his whole thing.
My next note was Bella isn't like other girls because she can't walk in heels.
I wrote Bella's having a pick me moment with Alice where she can't walk in heels. And I wrote it's very she wears high heels, I wear sneakers.
Yes, it is.
She's not like other girls.
No.
Also, those are beautiful shoes.
They're great.
I also wrote Kristen is finally free of the wig, mm-hmm. and she looks stunning. Like, it's amazing the difference it makes.
Yeah.
Not having that terrible wig.
Yeah.
And then I wrote, the ring continues to be an abomination.
Yes.
I don't remember when that was, but it was definitely there. I wrote, oh my God. Edward says, quote, I'm just checking for cold feet. And out loud, I said, oh, mine are toasty warm. And then Bella said, mine are toasty warm. And I had to, like, take a walk.
Do you remember that?
No, I've never. I don't think I've seen a smoothie.
You subconsciously knew that that happened.
I wrote, this shit is in my head. I am become Twilight.
You are become Twilight.
I'm so upset that I predicted her line because it's such an obvious line. Checking for cold feet, mine are warm and toasty. Toasty warm.
That's funny because my mind went to, like, how are you going to know if they're cold? You are cold. You can't, like, how are you going to know?
Too clever. You're doing too much.
Okay, you're right.
You're bringing too much value to the brand.
Then the next note I have is, I love when he jumps out the window and then the boys just shove each other for a minute because they don't have any yes! business to do. And then they zoom.
So good. My next note is, what is that fucking George W. Bush dog painting next to her bed?
It's in all the other ones too.
I had never seen it before. I stood up and I took a picture of it on my television so I could put it on the Instagram story for you guys. It's a George W. Bush painting.
Is it? It could actually literally be.
It looks like it. Okay, it's been over 5 minutes, so I'm going to post
the reveal.
So, Stabil, what are you dressed up as?
I'm the bed. After they break it.
That's great. I'm the woman in that truck that almost hits.
Yeah, Jacob
when he runs into the street.
That's hilarious.
And I have a note about this, but it is I don't understand who those people are, why they got so much screen time, like why we even had to see into the cab of the truck at all.
No.
I think they're probably family members.
Oh, you think they're like a walk-on roll contest or something?
Yeah, but it was also like kind of a stunt. Like, were they stunt drivers and then they like gave them?
Yeah, I have no idea.
It's a mystery.
The next thing I have is they're at the house getting ready for the wedding.
I've got something before that even, which is that Bella has a nightmare that she killed everyone at her wedding for wearing white on her big
day. Dude, this is where it starts to become Lynchian, because that fucking pile of everyone she knows being dead is very dark. Like, it is startling. Really,
and the white with, like, the blood on it.
And they're in a pile. I think that's what's, like, disturbing to me, is that they're in a pile. Like, it's not good imagery.
I'm curious who's under the pile, because all of the main characters are, like, very visible.
Yeah. This is where they finally address the graduation cap wall. Charlie's like, are those graduation caps or whatever? And someone's like, shut up. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
They're in the Cullen's house and Charlie, I think it's Charlie, is like, are those graduation caps? And then someone's like, come on.
Oh, on the staircase?
Yeah.
I missed that because I think I was having a moment about something
before that. Okay, great. Now it's their wedding day. Now so we've gotten to the first plot point.
The first Wikipedia plot point. Do you want to read it?
A few months after the events of the previous film, it is the... Oh, by the way, the, like, syntax of this Wikipedia article is on par with the film itself. A few months after the events of the previous film, it is the day of Bella Swan and Edward Cullen's wedding. They happily exchange vows and are married.
I have...
That should have been separate plot points. I have so many notes. Go ahead.
Notes. The first is, Bella looks like she's going to be sick, like, the whole time she's walking down the aisle.
Yes! I literally said that out loud when we were watching it. I was like, why does she look like she's...
She looked like...
I mean, is it supposed to be like, oh, she's about to, like, throw up because she's nervous?
But here's the thing is...
She looks scared.
She looks terrified and, like, not in a, like, I'm nervous to be walking in front of all these people, which I'm guarantee you is what it is, like, in the book, where she's like, I don't like being the center of attention. But she looks like she's being held hostage.
Yeah.
And then they try to do a moment where, like, she looks up and sees Edward and is like,
and
yes,
everything's okay.
This is what... But she doesn't do it. Okay. It just didn't play at all.
My first note is, now that I know that Jasper was slash is a Confederate soldier, I cannot see Alice as anything other than, like, a cool wife of a conservative who's, like, a wine o'clock mom, grew up Democrat, but just now just doesn't talk about politics as her husband is slowly radicalized.
Does, like, not talk about it.
Like, the wife who didn't vote for Trump but is married to someone that did.
Yeah.
Like, I just can't, now that I just, that's all I see when I look at her.
Yeah.
And in this movie, they really had to play up her one-dimensional personality, which is that she likes handbags and makeup, so that we could establish that Bella's not like other girls. And it's funny because she just, like, wasn't necessarily like that in the other movies, but in this one she had to be like...
Yeah. Well, she was kind of like the party hostess.
Yeah.
Kind of.
But that's very different than, like, I like makeup and handbags and shoes.
I also have a problem with the fact that she was like, don't hug her, you're going to ruin my masterpiece. And it's just a smoky eye.
Yeah. Also, it's her wedding day. And also, a lot of people seem to think that she's never going to see her parents again after this day. So, I know. I don't know.
Well, everybody knows except for her parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also not a masterpiece. Sorry, Alice. I could do that and I'm terrible at makeup.
My next note is, can you imagine being an extra in this wedding scene? Because they filled out the wedding with just a bunch of extras supposed to be.
Yes.
And can you imagine being there on this day? That'd be amazing.
One of my notes is, why is their wedding so big? They don't talk to anybody. Like, who are these people?
My next note is when they show the officiant for the wedding, and I just out loud went, who is that? Like, why didn't they have, like, Carlisle or Charlie or, like, somebody else marry them?
I would have had someone marry them. Like, they didn't need just a rando.
Also, there's no way that he's, like, a priest because the vampires can't even, like, have a... Oh, except there's this weird shot later. I'll talk about it later. But there's this weird shot where it looks like there's, like, a giant crucifix in their house. I wish I had screenshotted it. Okay, anyway. So, yeah, that was weird to me.
Okay. So, I think that... Oh... I wrote this, Charlie fucking nails this scene. He's such a cute little dad. I love him. But I don't remember. I think it's him in the, during the ceremony, like, sitting in his chair, like, having feelings.
Cute. That's
so cute. Okay, are you ready for the reception?
No, because first we have to talk about that, like, spinny kiss shot where there's, like, no one there but them. But it's really, like, giving the room again. Also, like, quote-unquote, like, romantic, like, spinny, making out, sexy shots. Just all... I can't see anything with the room.
No, it is. And also, it was gross.
Yeah.
Because even if, like, the point of the shot is that, like, the world disappears and they're having an endless kiss where nobody else exists, I'm still, like, right? You're kissing too long.
Yes.
This is the end of the ceremony.
Yeah.
We gotta wrap it up.
Yes, you're right. Okay, I'm ready for the reception.
Okay, I only had two notes, which is that Anna Kendrick's speech, of course, was so good. Mm-hmm. I love her so much. And Renee singing the lullaby, like, made me tear up a little.
That's great. I'm glad you liked that part. This is where we have one of those setup moments that I'm like, this must be something that I just didn't pick up on. There's no way that they just seeded this, but for no reason. They when Charlie offers them champagne, and Billy is like, well, it's confusing. I think it's like, what's her name? The woman that's there with Billy.
Sue.
Yes, her name is Sue. It's the mother of Leah and Seth Clearwater. Mm. She's there with Billy at the wedding. So there's this moment where Charlie offers them champagne, and Sue's like, yeah. And then Billy is like, sparkling flat water.
Huh?
Like, he doesn't want to drink, or he doesn't want Sue to drink for some reason.
What is sparkling flat water?
I don't know. Maybe he says sparkling tap water or something. That doesn't make sense either. Wait, what does he say? Does he say sparkling flat water? That's what I wrote, but that can't be right, is it?
Sparkling flat water is sparkling water. Sparkling flat water.
Does anyone remember this? Am I am I having a through the looking glass moment where I don't remember this?
I also was like so distracted by learning that Laurent was in an interracial relationship with a tall blonde lady that like nothing else.
Oh, is she meant to be his like mate?
Yeah.
Why was she never with them ever?
I don't know. It was like a boys' trip.
Okay, but like, why was Victoria there?
She's one of the boys. She's a pick-me girl, too.
Okay, you might have to go to the chat while I, like, watch this wedding scene so I can figure out what he says.
Okay, I'm going to the chat. All right, so... Okay.
Oh! Sorry.
No, go ahead.
In this Facebook watch clip...
Already love it.
There are captions, and it says, sparkling fire water.
Oh, that's...
It's, I think, just, like, misrepresenting.
I mean, yeah, I think they're just being weird about...
They're just, like, doing a bad job. Yeah.
I hate
that. Okay, great. I could not understand what was happening, because he sounded so mad about it. I was just so confused. Okay, sorry.
Okay, we can go to the chat. Let me catch up in the chat really quickly. Maggie says, I mean, the Confederates definitely aren't great, but neither side of the aisle is perfect. You know what I mean? Politics are just so corrupt. I prefer to stay out of it. Alice, probably. Jasper voted for Trump. Right. Alice voted for Marianne Williamson. They both hate Hillary.
Yes, 100%.
Also, Chris asked, what is the connection to George W.? It just looks like a dog. It's because it looks like one of those horrific dog paintings that George W. Bush used to do, or might still do.
When he started painting, and everyone was like, oh, he's just an old man who committed war crimes.
He just likes to paint, and they all look like that. Okay.
Okay, God, this movie. Okay. Yeah, okay. So I did not realize that she was supposed to be his mate, so I was just like, what is her deal with Laurent? Like, what is happening?
Okay, so the next plot point is, during the reception, Jacob Black, who had left town upon receiving an invitation to the wedding, returns. Bella is pleasantly surprised to see him, and they share a dance in the woods.
All of this is so inappropriate to me. Like, if your ex or whatever, like, I know they're not technically exes, but they kind of are. Like, if that man shows up to your wedding, like, what's happening here?
It's also so implied. Weird. It's implied that Edward invited him.
Yeah. Is it because they made out in the tent?
No, I think it's because
like,
he's
it's because
like,
they're just chill now?
I think he's like, we both love her, you know, if she wants you to be in her life a little bit, like, or if you're not going to be able to be in her life after I turn her veins into silver.
All of that makes sense. It's fine to me. But then, like, why is Jacob being such an asshole about it?
Because he's a big, fat baby boy.
Oh. And then he grabs her.
Yes.
Like, just more, like, spousal abuse.
He fucking sucks. I'm, like, team Jacob, but only 20%. Because 80% of the time he sucks. He just was fun during the bike scenes.
No, that's not enough for me.
No, it's not enough. Oh, we missed a whole plot point, which is...
Oh, sorry.
Bella admits that she and Edward plan to consummate their marriage on their honeymoon while she is still human. Jacob becomes furious, knowing that such an act could kill her.
And then they get in a fight about having sex.
They get in a fight, and then the entire pack shows up and gets involved. And Jacob turns around to them and is like, it'll kill her! And Sam is like, it's not our business anymore. And I was like, anymore? What do you mean?
When was it? It's not your...
It's none of their business.
It's none of Jacob's business either. No, and then he just told everybody.
It's so gross. I hate it. I hate it so much.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they leave for their honeymoon. Do you have notes?
They leave for their honeymoon. Yeah, I have a note, which is she has a fit change.
Mm-hmm.
She puts on that little dress.
Yeah.
Then we have a new Volvo.
That was my note.
Okay. I like this part where her mom is like, just like says some generic mom things where she's like, wear a hat, put on sunscreen.
And she's like, he still won't tell you where you're going. Mm-hmm. Wear a hat.
Yeah. Wear a hat.
I guess it's kind of universal.
Yeah.
Advice.
Wear a hat or a coat. And then this is the point at which the Wikipedia article changes from present tense to past tense.
Correct. And then going forward, it's really a mix. And I'm not changing it. So you're going to get it as it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to read this one?
After the wedding, Bella and Edward traveled to Isle Esme for their honeymoon, and they made love for the first time. Again, just like mushing so many plot points here.
There's so much.
One, my first note is, I can't believe she wore that dress on the flight and is still wearing it when they get to Rio de Janeiro.
There's a tiny little, what looks like a very structured belt around her waist.
It looks like a horrible thing to fly in.
It's horrible. I can't.
I wrote, this is the woman who wouldn't even wear heels for 10 minutes for her wedding. But she's wearing
all of a sudden
like,
in a tailored, like, high neck mini dress.
Yeah. No. It's giving Jackie O, and she's, like, still wearing heels. I'm like, what are you doing?
Unreal.
Then I have a note that just says, what is the point of this scene? I don't remember which scene that was.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I think it's them getting to Rio de Janeiro.
They're in a cab in Rio de Janeiro. Edward stops the cab early, I guess. He's like, we can just get out here. And then they walk through like a street party of just like people kissing in strategic places so that the camera catches them.
Yeah.
And they like walk through the crowd and then they kiss. And it's really just like a demonstration of how fucking boring they are compared to other people because everyone else looks like they're having a blast.
The next note I said this just says this movie has no plot. The next thing I have is Edward saying, want to go for a swim? And I was like, after a wedding and then a flight and then a street party? Like, I know he's a vampire, but, like, he must know she's human, right? Like, this is their wedding day. Like, she got up at, like, probably 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. so that Alice could do her smoky eye masterpiece. They got married at, like, 4. The wedding ended after, the reception was in the dark.
Yeah.
They got on a flight, probably a red eye. They landed there. It's still dark in Brazil because it's now like 3 hours later or whatever. Like however long it takes to fly from Washington to Brazil plus the 3 hour time change.
Hold on.
And he's like, do you want to go for a swim? And she's like, yes. Also, they're in Forks. They're not in like
Tacoma. They have to get to the airport.
They have to get to the airport.
Okay. From that's Washington, D.C. Hold on. Let's say they went from Seattle.
Okay. They're probably flying out of SeaTac.
17 hours. 17 and a half hours from Seattle to Brazil. One stop.
That can't possibly be right.
Yeah, it's
right. Is it really? So she wore that dress that whole time.
Yeah.
And then she got there and was like, yeah, let's go for a swim.
I mean, she wasn't like crazy about the idea.
No, but she stopped and did her hair first.
Oh, I have a note about this. She says, I need a few human minutes. And then she proceeds to do, like, a full shave and shower, which is way more than a few minutes. But I did. She had this fun moment.
I love the idea that Edward was just in the ocean that whole time.
Just standing very still, naked in the moonlight.
Yeah.
I think she was doing some very fun, like, oh gosh, I'm about to lose my virginity acting.
Yes, that was great. I loved that.
It was like genuinely good. Thanks.
But just so everyone knows, we're now more than 30 minutes into the movie and nothing has happened.
The only thing that's happened is that they get married and then he subjected her to a 40-hour day.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so.
And then when they're in the ocean, wait, do you have a note from when they're in the ocean?
No, go ahead.
So he says, if this doesn't work, and then he trails off, and I'm like, what's the end of that sentence? Is it like, you're gonna die? Or like,
Yes. We
can never have sex again? Or like, what is the, it's weird.
And I also am curious, like, what part of the process doesn't work?
Right.
Like, is it his venom boner?
It could be. I don't know.
Oh, God. Okay, so... do they have sex that night? And I just didn't write anything about it because it was
unremarkable. I didn't write anything about it.
Okay, great.
Completely unremarkable. But what happens is, and I have a lot to say about this.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
She wakes up in the morning. She goes into the bathroom. She's like touching her body. She's like, which is all great. Like, this is like, okay, we're seeing a woman who just lost her virginity. Like, it's all, it's doing what it needs to do. But it's so fucking weird because they have a 10-minute montage of her remembering having sex the night before.
Yes.
And it's so weird because they set it up where they have a sex scene. It's completely unremarkable. They cut out of it to cut to her in the bathroom. And then they basically just cut back into it, but it's in the past. And I know that it all happened. Then I was like, is this all the sex they're having over the honeymoon? But we know that they don't ever have sex again.
Yeah.
And also, when they're in the flashbacks, it's before the bed is even broken, which happens, like, 1 minute into them having sex.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the, like, rubble that they're left with probably happens later, but he does, like, break the head.
He breaks it, like, 1 minute. But, and in the shots where she's remembering it, the bed is not broken.
No. My next note is that it's the morning after, and also throughout this entire honeymoon, Edward is not glittering at all. And it's...
No. It's, I know. So he's also not glittering when he's, like, in a short... Yeah.
Also,
he's in shorts and, a t-shirt.
Is moonlight not reflected sunlight?
It is.
So, what's happening there, dude?
Can they even go out in
the
night?
She came down in a bubble, dude. The moon is...
You're gonna tell me that I'm wrong?
Sunlight.
Am I wrong?
I have a note that says, what does she mean? I know it isn't the same for you. What is it like for vampires? I'm so confused. Like, are we ever gonna clear up what sex is like for a vampire?
I don't know.
I'm so confused.
I don't think.
Do they want it? Is it fun for them? Obviously, he can finish, you know, like...
He said it was the best night of his life.
I know, but he's a virgin.
I kind of feel like maybe vampires are... I think that they enjoy the emotional intimacy of sex, but I don't think that they, like, physically like it, because the thing that they like more than sex is blood. Like, I think that's what Stephanie's implying. I'm not trying to make a real argument.
Like, they
here.
Could, think, like, physically take it or leave it.
Yeah, I think they feel, like, meh about it. They just nothing it. And I think that, but I think that Edward is, like, the emotional intimacy is the best. That was the best part of my life or whatever.
It is, like, the most dramatic emotional intimacy. Like, as we have said that they do everything purely for the drama, like, basically having, like, an eternity of emotional foreplay is the most dramatic thing that you could do.
You're right. I also, this is, like, obviously getting too technical, but because, like, sex drive is so closely linked to just, like, the lizard brain trying to procreate, and vampires are dead, do they, like, why would they have a sex drive? They don't need... Their need to procreate is, like, fulfilled through biting people. Like, they don't need to have sex. They're dead, and they don't... So, like, I think that, like, whatever the mammalian sex drive is probably turned off at that point.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense, actually. I hate that you got some logic shoehorned into this film.
Sorry. The next note I have is when Bella has this dream that she's fucking Edward, and then they cut to her being like, please have sex with me. And then they cut into a dream sequence where she's dead. But I can't tell if it's her dream because then they immediately cut to Jacob's dream sequence about ripping Edward's head off. Or maybe that's also Bella's dream, but then they cut to Jacob in real life. And I was like, is this in real life? Like,
that whole what thing is real? Was Jacob's dream.
Bella being dead.
Yeah.
And Edward and Jacob ripping Edward's head off.
Yes.
You think that was Bella's dream?
No, I think that was all Jacob's dream.
Oh. Like, I feel like that could also be Bella's dream.
He dreamed that she was dead, and then the dream continued, and he ripped off Edward's head.
And then they cut to him on the beach, and you can't fucking tell where the dream ends and reality begins. It's Lynchian. It's fucking Lynchian. I felt like I was watching Eraserhead when that happened. I was like, I'm so disoriented right now. Like, what is happening?
It's truly, it really is bizarre. I have one more date. Oh, I have date. I have two notes. One is, I'm furious that Bella won a game of chess and instead of saying checkmate, said, yeah. I win.
That is so funny.
She, like, moved her, I think it was her queen. She, like, moved her queen into position and went, I win. And yeah, I was it's right there. It's, you don't have to even write it. There's rules.
That line is already written for you. Yeah, you're right.
And then I went down a little bit of a rabbit hole. I wrote, are they dating while they're shooting this ? Then I looked into it.
I kept thinking that the whole movie. I was like, was this still during their relationship or not?
I have an answer for you. The rumors that they were dating started in late 2009. They denied it. October 2011, Kristen Stewart publicly says, quote, my boyfriend is English. And in the interview, they're like, who is it? Just tell us who it is. And she goes, it's obvious, you guys.
Great.
July 2012, Kristen is caught cheating on Robert with the director of Snow White and the Huntsman. And that's where it all ends. But, so... Rob and Kristen.
No, they got back together again after that.
Did they really? Mm-hmm. That's dumb.
And then they broke up again.
So Robert and Kristen were dating when they filmed this, but also basically they were dating since filming, I think, New Moon.
Yeah.
So that doesn't explain the chemistry thing, which I think is that I decided they finally had chemistry after they had sex in this movie.
Oh, good.
Because they looked like they were having so much fun. They, like, she jumped on his back and they went into the waterfall and they were, like, giggling and having a good time. And I was like, where was all of this for three fucking movies?
I know.
So, yes, they were still dating.
Okay. 2 weeks after the wedding, Bella vomited after waking and notices her period is late.
Just can we talk about the tense in the middle in that of the sentence. Really quickly. Yeah. So, Carlisle, Edward's adoptive father, is told. Wait. Do you have a note?
Does this happen? This is hard because this should be more than one plot point. Like, is Edward on the phone right now? And Carlisle's like.
So Bella calls Carlisle and then Edward takes the phone and is like, can she survive this?
Okay.
And then I think the part that you're getting to is the two greatest below, like, above 30 call sheet characters in history.
History of time. Twilight. Yeah. The first note I have is I love fast packing Edward, where he just zooms around the room. And then I have the character.
Go right ahead.
This is all caps in my note. Unhinged scene with a local woman where Edward's like, she might have seen this before, they have legends.
Unbelievable. Like,
and then I wrote, literally what? Aren't the first three movies about making sure no one knows you're a vampire? You don't know this woman. You know this woman literally thinks you're a vampire. And then this, like, weird cultural thing where he's like, she's a woman from this place. They have legends. Maybe she's seen this before?
No.
What?
No.
First of all, it's not her responsibility to educate you, Edward. Second of all, and then oh my gosh, I have so many thoughts. And then he's like, have you seen this before? But he didn't tell her what's happening. He's just expecting her to look at this girl who looks literally exactly the same as she has always looked and know what's happening.
I mean, I have absolutely no idea. Also,
because she says, do they know you're a vampire? And he's like, they suspect that I bring women here and kill them. Why would he ask her?
Does she speak English?
He speaks to her in Spanish, and then she speaks back in Spanish.
Oh, yeah, he speaks to her in Portuguese.
Or sorry, Portuguese. Yeah.
Right, right, right. I forgot. I remember thinking, why isn't he speaking her in Portuguese as he was speaking her in Portuguese?
Yeah.
My standards for Edward are so low. I just assumed he would be that asshole white guy who goes to another country yeah. and expects people to speak English.
No. He has been around long enough. And he also hangs out in Rio de Janeiro all the time, we learned in New Moon, yeah, because that's where he's hiding.
Like, his brood country. Okay, wait. So I have a question from the audience. That was sent to me directly because I don't okay. think, because this person doesn't have a real account and it's her first time listening. So hi, we're so glad you're here.
Yay.
My number one Twilight fan. She says, why is she eating chicken when she ordered the mushroom ravioli because she's vegetarian? Now, I have a follow-up question, which is, when is she eating chicken?
When she realizes she's pregnant. She, like, is eating a piece of drumstick, and she's pulling it out with her fingers, and then there's, like, blood inside the bone, and she looks at it, and she gets nauseous, and she goes and barks, and that's when she's like, when was our wedding? Oh, my God, my period's late.
Totally missed that she was eating something when she threw up.
Yeah, she's eating chicken, and she's being really weird about it.
That's a great question. I don't know.
Because she has a note from Edward that's like, went out hunting, be back in 15, and she goes like, you're late or something. And then she microwaves a chicken or something, and then she's eating it.
What the fuck? Maybe she threw up because she has not eaten meat in years.
Also, yeah, so that's an excellent point. Thank you to the new listener. I also, maybe I'm wrong about this, but do you think it's weird that she... when she's trying to do her period math, that she asks when the wedding was instead of, like, it just seems so weird to me because she would have had to do double math. Like, okay, I was supposed to get my period 2 weeks after the wedding. What, or it would have to be less than 2 weeks because it's been 2 weeks and that's late. She's, how late is she? Does she say?
No, I don't think
so. Let's assume it's like a week, right? Like within a week. Is it weird to you that she's like, how many days has it been since the wedding? I'm late. Because I feel like, because I'm a lazy girl, so, like, I do the laziest form of, like, period. When I'm not, like, period tracking, I do the laziest form of that, which is just, like, okay, well, I had it, like, when we were at that event, so that was what? How many weeks ago? Okay, so then I should get it.
This is why I always complain in our group chat that my uterus hurts, so that I can just
Yeah, so you can search it in your text. I know. Me too. This is pre-texting, searching text, yeah. I think. It just seems weird to me that she doesn't know the date. Like, oh, it's not weird to me that she doesn't know the date. It's weird to me that she needs to know when the wedding was.
Well, I think because to it's, figure like, out. It's, like, the only way for, like, to ask that question so that
I know what it is. It's
knows.
Dialogue. Yeah, yeah. It's, she can't it's be exposition.
Like, she can't be like, wait, remember when we went to dinner? It was, like, a Thursday.
No, but she literally could go, wait, what day is today?
Yeah.
Because she knows the dates of her wedding and honeymoon. So if she knew she was going to get it on her honeymoon, which she did because she brought tampons, she would have known she was going to get it July 8th or whatever. So she could literally be like, tampons. What's the date? Because she sees them and that's what reminds her that she's late.
Did I miss this whole scene?
Were you watching this movie?
I don't know anymore. I think I was just so along for the ride that I was just like vibing.
Smooth brain, no thoughts. Just vibing. Just like nothing but vibes.
I was just like...
And that woman comes in and she's like, muerto.
Muerto. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah. You were like, why aren't they speaking Portuguese?
Why isn't
this
he speaking
movie
Portuguese?
This movie tricked you.
And he's like, he's like, muerto. And I'm like, why is he speaking English? Fucking shitty white man.
This movie tricked you. Question everything.
I can't anymore.
Don't believe everything you think.
I just have to surrender. There's nothing in. There's no fight left in me. It's all... It's like, you know? You know when you, like, get hit really hard by a wave and you're, like, tumbling underwater?
Yeah.
And all you can do is, like, hold your nose and, like, yeah. go limp?
Yeah.
And wait until you can get air? That's where I am with Twilight.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
I am swimming parallel to the shore, just trying to conserve breath.
Okay. Oh, my God. You know what the worst part is? I keep thinking, like, oh my god, we're really behind on time because we're so far into the movie, but, like, or because we're so, nothing has happened in the movie yet, but the truth is, this is, like, we're more than halfway through the movie at this point.
I know, I keep scrolling down to be like, we have so much more left, we're really
And I'm like, no, we don't. I have, like, 5 notes.
Okay, great. 10, me maybe. Too. So let's just power through.
Oh my god, I'm hurt. I've been hurt. What is it that they say? Like, Kayla used doesn't care anymore. It was super effective.
Yeah, it was super effective.
Okay.
Okay, so... So, Carlisle, Edward's adoptive father, is told by Bella she believes she is pregnant. Edward is distraught, as it is highly unlikely a human will survive giving birth to a vampire's baby. This is when that couple comes in, and she's like, death.
Yeah.
Edward tells Bella Carlisle should perform an abortion. She refused and convinced Edward's sister, Rosalie, to be her bodyguard.
No notes.
They fly back home to Forks, Washington. Love that they specify Washington. Jacob rushes to the Cullens' house and finds Bella pale, underweight, and visibly pregnant.
No notes.
At this point, I just want to point out, for those of you who are coming into this not having been smooth-brained by Stephenie Meyer, Bella's face has been CGI'd to look gaunt. And I wrote, the VFX team really carried this film.
They did. Yeah.
So Jacob is upset by Bella's failing health, saying that Carlisle should terminate the pregnancy as soon as possible to save her life. Bella opts to continue her pregnancy.
This is where we get the very weird pro-life stuff.
Oh my god, it's where so weird.
Edward is like purposefully painted as like a murderer for not for being a vampire, but for wanting to save Bella's life with an abortion.
Yeah.
And it's very one-dimensional. Like, we're all supposed to hate Edward in this moment because he's like, kill it, like, it's killing you. And then we get the thing with Alice being like, the fetus is killing her, and Rosalie's like, the baby.
And then I love, and they very clearly were like, the people who were going to be on their team are going to refer to it as he, and the people who are villains are calling it it.
Yeah. And then Bella said, or Jacob or some fucking buddy is like, Carlisle should kill the bit, like, give her an abortion. And then Bella says, it's not his decision. It's not anybody's. And at this point, Andy said, it's a decision between a woman and her vampire doctor.
But here's the thing. Yes, it's her decision. Everybody should shut the fuck up. But the framing of her making the decision is wrong.
Yes,
and
exactly.
And there's a moment, and I don't know when it is, and I didn't write it down, but I vaguely remember it, where he's like, you're gonna die and leave me alone. And she's like, you'll have him. And he's like,
that's a baby.
I don't want a vampire baby. It's horrible. Like, can you imagine being an immortal being and your not yet immortal new wife is trying to die to save a baby that you actively don't want so that you can then have the baby as, like, a piece of her when you could just have her? Unreal. Right. And you're the villain here?
This is really her greatest gift of all, because she knows the Cullens are in on a fraud, tax fraud like, scam, this and this is a new dependent.
It's an extra $1,200 a month.
It's an extra dependent. Jacob storms out of the Cullens' residence, shape-shifted. This is all the tenses. Jacob storms out of the Cullens' residence, shape-shifted, and arranged a meeting in the woods with his pack mates regarding Bella's pregnancy. At this point, I just wrote, no bike, only woof. Because that's when he throws he's the
like,
bike. He
considers getting on the bike and he's like, too much woof.
Yeah. He's like, can't bike, must woof. And then his clothes fly away and he's a woof.
And this
then
is-
we get... the next most unhinged scene in the entire film.
Can I tell you also?
This is the wolf telepathy scene.
I had to watch... Oh, wait, no. So he runs through the woods, and it looks like a bad acid trip.
Oh, I skipped your favorite part. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, thank you. So he has
at this point, I said out loud, can the wolves not see very well?
I know. Like, it looks like...
Aren't they supposed to have, like, superior hunting
They just have, like, real
capability?
Dog vision.
Yeah, it's just, like, normal dogs, like, black and white, like, yes. low res.
Yeah, so he's running through the woods out of anger, and he runs into the street, and this, like, pickup truck is coming down the street and almost hits him, and they do this, like, what must have been an expensive, like, at least half day stunt.
Yeah.
And the two
just
people...
Just, like, a desperate attempt to give this movie a plot point.
I wonder if, like, did they have money to burn, like... I don't really understand, but
no, because have you seen all the other parts?
There's two
just
people
kidding, probably.
In that car that get like a weird amount of screen time, and I didn't understand why.
Yeah.
I wrote, I love this couple in the car that almost hit him that got screen time for no reason. Like, whose relatives are they?
Yeah. And I think you're right about that.
They have to be, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Nepotism is the best.
Then we get the woof telepathy scene, and it is like a scene from a high school play where everyone gets a line, and like all the wolves are walking around going like, hate her, can't believe it, it's gonna kill us all, like, and they're just saying like, I think that in the screenplay it probably says like they ad lib and then they gave some examples of lines, but then they just actually repeat those lines over and over again,
and they also give them like they're not overlapping, like they each have their own, they're all clear.
Right.
Like, they got it without overlapping just so they could have everything clean. And then the editor was like, okay.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
And I love their, like, weird wolf voices that we never hear again. But I love that Sam comes in and he, like, gives this speech. And it's giving big, like, video game cutscene energy. Like, he's like,
absolutely, the
creature must be destroyed. If we don't destroy it, and then it's like, oh, I better save because I'm about to get fucked up. Like,
yeah, it's like inescapable. You go through into like a dungeon.
You keep trying to
that's the most stressed I will ever be while playing a video game, when there's like a pre mini boss cutscene. I'm like, I'm fucked. I have been hack and slashing my way through this. I don't have any technique.
I didn't save anything. I didn't collect items that I need.
No. Elden Ring, by the way, is really fucking hard, you guys. Be careful. I've cried about that game. So
Sam, are we at Sam believes the baby? Okay. Sam believes the baby will not be able to control its craving for human blood once it's born. He thinks they should kill Bella to ensure that her unborn child does not harm anyone. Jacob does not want any harm to come to Bella because he still has feelings for her, and she has done nothing wrong. Sam believes if they do not kill Bella, her unborn child will. Disagreement over this issue causes Jacob and a few other wolves to disperse from Sam's pack to form their own. I'm the alpha, I'm the leader, I'm the one to trust. Trust! The next note I have is the scene of the wolves when they're humans arguing about whether or not they can be a pack. And Jacob's like, go away.
Go ahead.
Oh, it's just that it feels like an asylum movie. Like, everyone is like, all of it's so stilted. It's like, it must be hard when you come in like the third movie. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're not like in all the other ones, like, how do you ever get into the headspace to make this movie?
I know. How do you get smooth brained enough to like say those lines well? I have no idea.
I just have the next plot point. Do you want to read?
Yeah. As Bella's pregnancy progresses, her health declines rapidly.
This whole thing is giving me Spring Awakening vibes.
Oh my.
Do you feel that way when she's like.
God.
Right? And like the weird cuts and stuff. And they like, there's a song like with like audible lyrics. I can't remember what they say, but they're like. It's actually like a well-known song, but it's just very, like, there's something very Spring Awakening about it where it's like.
Spring Awakening. Okay, the next plot point is, however, a snide comment from Jacob makes her realize the baby is craving blood.
Mm-hmm.
When she begins drinking human blood obtained by Carlisle from the hospital, her health improves.
I have a note.
Go ahead.
Can Carlisle just take blood from the hospital?
I mean, apparently. I don't know why they haven't been doing this all along.
I wrote that too. I was like, if this was an option the whole time, why don't they just do this? I know that, like, someone could get suspicious, but it feels like, can they not just have a pint on their birthday? Like, What's the deal
here? I just have a pint on my birthday.
Guys, it's not black and white. It should be gray. Yeah. Like, you can have a pint on your birthday.
It's like how many a vegan has brie cheese on Halloween.
Like that. It's just like that.
Okay.
Bella's pregnancy continues to progress at an alarming rate. As a half vampire, the fetus's development is far more accelerated than that of a human fetus. Do you have notes?
No notes.
Edward's dislike for the baby dissolves as he notices he can read the baby's thoughts.
I have a note.
Me too.
This is what I wrote. This whole scene where Edward can hear the baby and he's like, he's pure. I wrote, this is propaganda, Stephanie.
I know. I also wrote, could he not have done this one scene ago? Because we just spent 30 minutes trying to figure out what it wants. And then in the next scene, he's like, I can hear it. Also, oh God, this is just too technical. But I wrote, I don't believe this is real. Because I don't think the baby's having thoughts in English. It's just like nerves firing. No, well, like, how does he know?
He says it's not words.
I know, but, like, it's just nerves firing. Like, how does he know? He says, it's happy. It loves you. He says it loves you, Bella.
It's a vibe.
Okay. Bella is sharing her ideas about baby names with Edward and Jacob when she collapses. This whole scene, I can't even begin to talk about it. Like, EJ? Like, Edward Jacob? Like, this is so inappropriate.
I wrote, Renesmee is so fucking stupid, and everyone else is correct for thinking it's stupid.
Yeah, I agree.
This is, like, some of my favorite acting from everybody else in this movie, where they're all just, like, having very, very clear actor thoughts.
This is bad. Yeah, and they're like, it's beautiful.
It's so good.
It's good. Mm-hmm. I have another question, which is when her back breaks and she just like throws that styrofoam cup at the ground and the blood goes everywhere, why don't the vampires like have any reaction to that? Like when she pricked her finger, they almost killed her, but she just spilled an entire cup of blood on the ground and they were all like, it's fine.
I don't know, but don't they also have a reaction when she like starts bleeding out? I don't have
an Edward answer. Jacob and Rosalie begin performing an emergency cesarean section as Carlisle is out obtaining blood. First of all, Carlisle's a doctor. He also literally like predicted her due date was in a few hours. Why did he leave?
Because he needed to be strong for the delivery.
He wasn't even there. What's worse, being there and being weak or being gone and being strong?
I mean, they're both bad. Let's be real. All of this is bad. It's all bad.
The procedure is excruciatingly painful for Bella, and she falls unconscious. I wrote, this is literally Lynchian to me. Who are these movies for? Because this is the point where they're, like, cutting to her just, like, dying and being dead, and it's like, God, I just hate it.
Yeah. I hate it. Following the procedure, Bella wakes up and sees her healthy newborn daughter. And I will say that the fact that she spent so long of this movie being like, it's a boy, I can feel that. And then it's a girl. It's like, I no longer trust your instincts at all. I shouldn't have trusted them from the beginning, but that's funny. Like really doubled down.
Life finds a way.
Unfortunately. Would you like to read the next one?
No. After she chooses Renesmee, a combination of her mother's name and Edward's mother's name, as the baby's name, Bella's heart stops.
Yeah, the universe and her guardian angels were like, that was a stupid name.
Yeah, I agree. Edward injects Bella's heart with his venom in an attempt to transform her into a vampire, but his action appears to be futile as Bella remains lifeless. And I wrote, why does he have that?
I wrote, why does he have a giant syringe of his own venom lying around?
I know.
And then I said, isn't that what makes them hard, LOL?
What is it?
No, because, okay, so here's one of the main questions that I have. So when we looked into it a while ago, maybe last time, it feels like it's been centuries. But when we looked into it, it was
the venom is their blood.
The venom is what makes them hard.
So then what made the baby?
This is the question. Is it like venom-infused semen?
Oh, ejaculate, right. But the venom is... Does it have sperm?
It must.
Is it alive sperm or dead sperm?
It must have...
I hate this.
Sperm in it, but it's okay. Maybe it's venom, like maybe the carrier fluid is venom,
right?
Does it change your DNA? Like, is it go? Does it go into your chromosomes?
I don't know.
What is the science, Steph? Mm-hmm. I'll email her and be like, how does vampire?
I'm sure she's answered it. Human. We can find out.
Okay, we'll look for next time.
Panicked, Edward begins chest compressions. I wrote, stop biting her. I hate this horrible Lynchian magic school bus shit. It's like when Chucky swallows a watermelon seed.
Oh, it's like when they go in through, what's his name, Scab.
Yeah.
Do you remember that episode?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It haunts me.
Yeah. You want to read the next plot point?
A distraught Jacob decides to kill Renesmee, as he believes she was the cause of Bella's death. However, when they look into each other's eyes, he imprints on her. The imprint prevents the werewolves from killing Renesmee, as their most absolute law is not to harm anyone who has been imprinted on.
I wrote, when he imprints on Renesmee and they do that, like, that flash forward of, like, her life, I literally yelled, the wigs! Out loud.
I think we're going to get to see them IRL in the next one, and I can't wait. I wrote, his voiceover says, quote, you'd be anything she needs, a friend, a brother, a protector. And I was like, I said, it's good that they didn't make it sexual, but yikes, still.
It still feels sexual.
It is, like, because imprinting is a sexy thing. They just,
I
like,
mean, it's huge. Is like, it's usually like between like a mother and a baby in real life, yeah. Like with animals.
But in this universe,
in Wolf World, it's like a sexy thing because like the girlfriend,
you mate, it's your mate.
Yeah.
Hate it.
Then we have this wolf fight, which is weird and bad. I didn't need it at all. Why aren't we hearing the wolf voices anymore? We only hear them in that one scene. We never get wolf telepathy ever again. And then I like that they tell us their most absolute... They waited until... It's funny that they never mentioned their most absolute law until the fifth act of the penultimate movie, but oh fucking K!
Wait, what is it?
He's like... Edward is reading his wolf thoughts, and he's like, they can't kill her. He's imprinted on her. They're forbidden from killing anyone who's been imprinted on. It's their most absolute law. And then it's like, the movie's over. But I'm like, why? It's just funny that in all the wolf lore, we've never heard this until just now. And in the last act of the second to last movie.
I have two off-app notes.
Okay.
Sent from our newest listener. First is regarding the syringe of his own venom. He prepped it because he knew she was going to... Because he knew he was going to turn her if the baby tried to kill her. So it was, like, prepped and ready to go. It wasn't just, like, lying around for a like, bone.
That tracks. That tracks.
And then also, Jacob left the pack so he can't hear them anymore. So we can't hear them anymore.
But why can't we hear Jacob and Leah and Seth and everybody? Or, because like, just their pack?
We can't make the movie, like, worse for the viewer.
Oh, okay. You're right. Should we go to the chat?
Yeah. We have a little bit left, but let's go to the chat.
The CGI baby reveal. Cue the remote being thrown. Yes! Yes! Guys. Bella is cleaned and dressed. Over the course of 2 days, her injuries heal and her figure returns to normal. I think that fucking dummy is incredible. Because that is a dummy.
Of Kristen?
Yeah.
No way.
When she's lying dead, there's pictures of her from on set of her with her dummy. And that's the dummy. And it looks... So
what
real.
Fuck?
I think the whole budget went to that dummy.
Yeah, hold on. I want to look this up.
Yeah, look it up.
Oh my fucking god. That is terrifying.
It's great.
That's so well done.
Finally, the transformation is complete. Her eyes open and they are blood red. Bella has become a vampire. The credits are giving our intro song, I feel.
Oh, I said the credits look like they belong at the end of a 2014 Jonah Hill comedy.
No, that's true, too. But the song is giving our intro song, and I think it's because we are the demographic.
Yes, correct.
And then there's a post-credits scene. Mm. Do you want to talk about this?
In the post-credits scene, the Volturi's secretary, Bianca, delivers a message from Carlisle. Aro reads the message, which basically states about... This is straight from Wikipedia. Aro reads the message, which basically states about Bella and Edward's wedding and Bella's transformation into a vampire. Aro has Bianca killed by Dimitri and Felix for spelling Carlisle's name without an S. The other two Volturi banter about how Carlisle's growing his coven and that the Volturi's dispute with the Cullens is over. However, Aro disagrees, saying they still have another movie to make.
Dun dun dun!
Just kidding. He says they still have something that he wants. No,
that's basically
wants.
What he says.
But I don't understand. What it, does he want the baby? Take her. She's.
That's what I was saying. I think he wants the baby.
Okay. Let's finish up this chat. Maggie says the only thing they don't have is blood, and the blood is venom. That's why they drink blood. If they drink sperm, it's recreationally.
Oh, wow. God, thanks for being Twilight. Here, you guys. That was brutal.
Brutal. I loved it. I mean, was it brutal? I wasn't there.
I think what I hated about this episode is that even though it's funny because, like, the thesis of the film is, like, Bella makes a choice and no one likes it, but, like, she makes a choice and it's the miracle of life. But for some reason, to me, it felt like in this movie she had zero agency the whole time.
No.
It's weird because it's, like, the whole point of the movie is, like, that she makes this big choice. But didn't it feel, like, weirdly, like, I think it's probably because the standpoint that it's made from is very, like, sexist. It's, like, all this internalized misogyny about, like, women and agency. But, like, it comes through the screen at you.
Yeah, I think part of it is that, like, the choice is made for her in that, like, morally, the morals of the series make the choice for her.
Yeah.
Like, right. It's not a character choice. It's mm-hmm. Stephenie Meyer proselytizing her views on reproductive rights. You know?
Yeah. Because this is also a woman who didn't even want to get married.
No. She said, people are going to think I'm pregnant if we get married. And Anna Kendrick goes, do you think she's going to be showing? And then she fucking gets pregnant. And then she's like, I'll kill myself for this baby.
Yeah, I think you're right in that, like, it just doesn't feel earned as a character.
No,
because, like,
her
character the whole time is, like, would not, I just feel like, yeah.
No, I don't think there's any way that Bella would actually choose that. She's, like, being tricked by the patriarchy that Stephenie Meyer tricked herself into writing this book by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Wow.
Right, well, we will see you next week for...
The stunning conclusion.
Where do we go from here? Like,
I don't know. I'm gonna have to take a long walk on the beach or something. Like, I don't know what to do with myself anymore. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you for being here. We love you all.
We're sorry.
I'm not.
If you're listening to this, it's already too late.
Correct.
We've all watched Twilight.
Yeah. We'll be back for the last movie we'll ever want to watch it for.
Just kidding. we'll be back next week with the final installment in our series.
I can't wait. All right. We don't know.
Stay in your lane.
Buckle the buck up.
Woof, marrying a baby smooches.
No, that's the worst smooch.
Sorry. Oh, no, wait, sorry. Eternal Wedding Smooch, where no one was there.
That's the other worst smooch. You found the worst, too. Okay.
Sorry. Bye.
Bye.